Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's some good deep threats here. I mean, Jalen Noel, I've seen him get downfield. Iowa State receiver, Kyle Williams. These are both guys who could go off second, third round. Not the biggest guys, but they have that extra gear to pull away from people. And some of that is also going to help Josh and James Cook and, you know, that hidden value of a deep threat, what it does to a defense when you play them.
All right, that's Eric Edholm. He was on with Jeremy and Joe this morning. Of course, you can catch all of our interviews on demand at WGR550.com and, of course, on the Odyssey app. It is that time of year. I'm not talking about the NFL draft. I'm talking about Buffalo Kickoff Live, talking about the NFL draft. And Josh Reed, sports director at Channel 4, joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Well, buddy, we're here. We've made it, I guess, through a part of the offseason to get to the exciting stuff, I guess.
Yeah, right. I mean, we last time I think we actually saw each other in person was that Indianapolis? Has it been that long?
Yeah, it has. That's right. Almost 2 months.
Yeah. We were hanging out there and made it through that whole process to get to kind of where we are now. And that's 1 week from today when the first round of the draft rolls around. And I'm sure you, like myself and a bunch of your listeners, have done about 3,000 of these mock draft simulator things just to kind of get a feel of not only what the Bills will do, but I also find it interesting to kind of look around at what other teams in the league that, you know, these simulators believe they'll lean toward and everything. So, you know, those are a fun little kind of process and exercise.
Okay, so we just heard Eric Edholm there, and I said to my listeners earlier, let's see if you or I are on the same page on this or if you disagree with me. I just think wide receiver is not really in play for the Bills. Now, unless, of course, they really love someone who falls down, right? Okay, go ahead.
No, you could stop right there. I agree with you completely. And there's several layers to this, right? One of them is you draft a receiver really high. I mean, what's it say about your last two top picks? You know, you drafted Dalton Kincaid in the first round, and then with your first pick last year, you took Coleman. I mean, at some point, yeah, I get it, man. A lot of people want them just keep throwing darts at it and keep throwing. But at some point, if this is going to be successful, Keon Coleman's got to figure it out, and so does Dalton Kincaid. They just do. They have to take that next step. And I think that the Bills are putting the pressure on those two to do that. I don't know. I'm with you. Like, I don't think we'll see a receiver in those top three picks, the first round or the two in the second round. I just don't think it's a huge, you know, I don't think they believe it's a huge necessity. Now, if they're going to do that, then go all out. Go all out and trade up in the first round. And I don't mean trade up two picks. I mean trade up. Trade up and go get the stud. You know, go get you know, Matthew Golden, or go get one of these guys that may go, you know, around 18, 19, 20, and just go all in. But I don't think that's a scenario that plays out. I don't even think that's even on their bingo board. I don't think the Bills are looking at that as a priority.
I mean, weren't they emboldened by this, by having a quarterback win most valuable player with a lesser receiving core as it was? I mean, why, to me, it's almost like a wasted asset if it makes sense like that.
Yeah, I think that it's so easy to get enamored with, you know, positions like wide receiver.
Yes.
And when you have Josh Allen and the idea of, okay, well, 30 points a game wasn't enough last year. What about 40? Right. Well,
right.
How about, you know, keep in mind, like, it wasn't that long ago that the season ended and everyone said, you know, they got to figure it out defensively. Okay. Well, that still hasn't changed. They haven't played a game since that Kansas City game when we all went, well, they got to figure it out defensively. They still have to figure it out. And then what happens? The Super Bowl happens, and it drives home the idea even more that the only way to get by Kansas City is to load up on defensive linemen, is to just be able to get after the quarterback. Well, that doesn't – wide receiver doesn't help you do that. Like, it's just – I feel like it's so easy to kind of fall back into that mindset of, man, Josh is special. And look, Josh is special right now. He just won the MVP, to your
That's
point.
Right.
He doesn't need
yeah.
He doesn't need another second-round draft pick to – you know, I mean, what's the point differential offensively in adding a wide receiver in the second round? Now, you could talk me into trading, you know, if they wanted to trade way up in the first round and go get one of these three elite guys. Now, I'm not even including Travis Hunter in that conversation because he's going to Cleveland. So they're not getting up to the second overall pick.
I agree.
But yeah, I just say I'm with you. I think this is good. Prepare yourself mentally to see three defensive players go in their first three picks.
It's funny you mentioned that about Travis Hunter. I have, in the BKL mock draft, I have the Browns. I could have really thrown a wrench and gotten you mad and not taking Travis Hunter, but I'm taking Travis Hunter. I'm just spoiling it right now. He's going to the Browns, I think.
Come on. Growing up a Browns fan, I know that there's a good chance they screw this up. There's a good chance they find a way to mess this up. And here's the thing. You're talking about arguably one of the top five players on offense in the draft and arguably one of the top five players in defense on the draft. If the Browns don't take him second overall, once again, nothing would surprise me with the Browns, but I mean, this seems like the most no-brainer thing that you could possibly imagine. I don't know. In the talk of him, you know, I want to play both ways or I'm not going to play. Fine. He's one of your
exactly.
best players. I mean, outside of Miles Garrett,
yeah.
he's your
yep.
second best player on defense immediately. And offensively, he's probably your best player on offense immediately.
Just put him at quarterback. He might be better than what they have already there, Josh. Let's be honest, all right? I mean, who knows, right? He's Travis Hunter. He can do everything. All right. Let's get back to what the Bills should do, though, and what we think they will do. So I think both of us are on the same wavelength here. It's defense, and I think particularly it's D-line before corner, and I think they go three picks on defense. I'd be surprised they go offense at all, but I think they concentrate more on D-line, especially with the suspensions to Ogunjobi and Hoyt and where they are right now with the roster.
Yeah, I've swayed back and forth on this, on whether or not I think it'll be cornerback first or defensive tackle first. And initially, my thought was defensive tackle. Like, I really kind of was like really, really digging into the defensive tackles, and I liked a lot of the ones I saw that, you know, were kind of projected to be there when the Bills were drafting. And I thought, oh, they can hold off in that second round and pick up one of the cornerbacks that I also really thought, you know, could play and come in and start right away. And then I started to swing over to the cornerback side of things and was like, you know, you start seeing more and more the defensive tackles that I like. And I'll tell you, one of them is Michigan's Kenneth Grant. I just, mm-hmm. from day one, I we do these 30 and 30 draft prospect preview things, and he is one of the ones that I did. And I watched his tape, and holy smokes. Mason Graham is going to be a top 10 pick, the defensive tackle from Michigan. Well, the guy standing right next to him was Kenneth Grant. And I'm telling you, if you watch these two play, Kenneth, look, Mason Graham is a special talent. Kenneth Grant's a big reason he was a special talent. I mean, this guy was eating up blocks. He is just a monster. And all I kept picturing was, this is what Ed Oliver needs next to him. That's all I kept was, this is a guy that makes Ed Oliver better immediately. And this is a guy who's going to keep your linebackers like Terrell Bernard clean. Like he's going to make sure that they don't get touched and they can run around and make plays. But now you're starting to see some, and who knows why at this point, right? How do players start sliding in mock drafts? Like, it's so confusing. Nothing has happened. Zero has happened in the last 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, Kenneth Grant went from, oh, the Bills may actually have to trade up in the first round to get a guy like him, to, oh, no, that he might be there when they draft in the second round. I'm like, how's that possible? And, you know, it's smoke screen season, as we all know. But so I've gone kind of back and forth on that. Look, I think it's just kind of, I know Bill is not going to want to hear this. I think there's a potential where they're sitting there and there's two cornerbacks and two defensive tackles on the board, and they value them kind of the same. And they go, and I, you know, the team that I think is, speaking of the Cleveland Browns, that I think would be a really good trade partner with the Bills is Cleveland, because they'd only have to go back to 33. So, and then all of a sudden, now the Browns, if they want to get the quarterback in the first round, say they go Travis Hunter, they want to get back in the first round. Now they can get a quarterback on a first round contract. You get that extra year out of it, which is obviously helpful in the development of the quarterback. And now you're only sliding back a couple spots. And if you have a couple of guys graded around the same, and then maybe you can find a way into the third round. Because to me, that is where, if the Bills are going to do wide receiver, to me, that is the sweet spot in the third round. I think the problem is they're not in that round. They got a couple of fours, and then they're in the fifth, and it's like, finding that third round pick, and let's face it, if they can go cornerback, defensive tackle, I think they will. The other spot, Sal, and I want to get your take on this, because there's a safety in this draft class that I am enamored with. Andrew Mukuba from Texas. This guy literally looks like he's shot out of a rocket. I mean, he hits so hard, flies around, makes plays on the ball. Just, you look at him and go, oh my, he looks like everything that Sean McDermott and Bobby Babich want in a safety. I mean, it's just like, wow, you team him up with, in the long haul, with somebody like Cole Bishop, whew, you know, might have yourself a tandem there for, you know, 7-8 years. But I want to get your take on this. I just feel like, as much as I'm enamored with him, I feel like the Bills are pretty comfortable with their safety spot going into the season, right?
I feel very similar to safety as I do at wide receiver, a little less degree, but very similar. And that is this, which is, there are definitely some very talented and fits for the Bills at safety. But I have watched for 8 years that Sean McDermott has been the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. And all of those 8 years, they basically trotted out guys that they are very comfortable with at the position, and not just bringing guys to start from day one. You draft a safety that high, you better have a plan for him to play on the field right away. Josh, I got crushed last year tweeting out that I said, I like Cole Bishop. I don't think he's starting week one. And people went after me online saying, that's ridiculous. That's a wasted pick. It is not, because that's not how the Bills operate. And we saw it. And I know he had an injury. Maybe he would have wound up playing more. I get it. But what do the Bills do? They get guys who understand systems. They get veterans. Every time they need a player, it's bringing DeMar Hamlin back. It's bringing Cam Lewis in to play safety and keeping him around. It's bringing guys like, who was the guy? Dean Marlowe back a couple of years ago. Kurt Coleman. That's just something they don't do. I just don't think it's, as much as you might love safeties, we all do, there's some guys who could fit, I just don't think it's how they operate to do something like that right now.
Yeah, that's why, as much as I keep going, oh man, you know, and I know a lot of, you know, there are Notre Dame fans everywhere, and you know, and I watch the Xavier Watts stuff, and he looks like he's pretty productive, looks like he can play, you know, safety and stuff, and a lot of Bills fans are like, oh, you know, in that second round, one of those second round picks, I just can't get there. I can't envision. I'm not saying it would be a bad pick, but I just can't get my brain to the point where I'm going, yeah, the Bills are going to use one of the second rounders on a safety. I mean, I can see them going defensive line, cornerback, you know, I'm not saying in that order. It could be cornerback, defensive line, whatever. I could see them going with two defensive linemen and a cornerback. Yep. And I tell you, I don't know, but I don't know what your thoughts are. I believe that linebacker is a sneaky play in this draft. I do. And
which linebacker? Like something for like a Matt Milano position, a Will, or more of a middle?
And there's two in mind. Yes. And there's two in mind. Jeffrey Bosa out of Oregon and Poop Hall out of Ole Miss. Those two guys, just, I mean, you watch them and you read everything about them and you hear them speak at the combine and you go, man, these guys, they've got it figured out. They got, and then you read the description of the way they play and the weakness, quote unquote, that from scouts, undersized. I went, well, that's never been a weakness for this coaching staff, right? It's not for linebackers. Mm-hmm. That doesn't, like, undersized isn't a thing. They went, hey, you know, well, we want an athletic guy. Both of them are super athletic. And both are known for their coverage skills. Well, I mean, they just seem like, look, once again, I'm not saying with their top three picks, but you get into round four, I think linebacker is a spot that they are going to really, and a little bit of a convenience pick, but with the way they reworked Matt Milano's contract, I know that Dorian's there, but, you know, Dorian's only got 1 year after this season left on his contract. Mm-hmm. Am I correct on that? Right. So he's got.
That is correct. He's going into his third year. So he's got this year and next. Look, I think this question and that you pose is a really good one, because do they now? I asked Brandon Bean at the owners meetings, like, does this mean that, like, Matt is no doubt, like, you'll move on after this year? And he really threw water on that. And you would expect him to, but he said no. He said, we could definitely still bring Matt back, but, you know, obviously he only has 1 year left in his deal now. You have Dorian with two. I think this comes down to what you feel about Eddie Ulofosio, too, right? And, like, they drafted him last year, they have him now. He wasn't a high pick, but how do you feel like he's coming along? And I do think there's space for this. I agree with you. Joe Andreessen at middle linebacker is your backup right now. I think he beats out Baylen Specter due to the injuries. So it is a spot where you probably need a little more depth. And considering, you know, the kickoffs, Josh, now that there are going to be more returns, this is a spot where they'll probably concentrate on bringing someone in for special teams as well as to play linebacker in that position.
Yeah, and off the top of my head, I don't remember Poop Hall. I remember Bosa being a guy who played a ton of special team snaps. So once again, we're not talking about, you know, one of their first three picks overall, but we're talking about fourth, fifth round kind of guys, but guys who they could get, you know, let's face it. Look where they picked some of these linebackers in the past. I mean, they're all middle round guys, and they've developed them into really good NFL starting linebackers. And I think they could do it again in this draft. I just think that that's a position. And I think the position we're all going to be watching closely is, what do they do at running back? Because if and where they take a running back in this draft, I think we'll say a lot about how they feel about James Cook and where that is headed, what direction that's headed. Once again, don't think they're going to do anything with those first three picks. But if suddenly they use a fourth rounder on a running back, I mean,
we're talking.
I mean, you got to go.
We're talking.
Okay,
yeah,
well, that's interesting.
Yeah, they did it last year with Ray Davis, and he obviously had a role. They did bring Ty Johnson back. They have five running backs in the roster right now. They're the exact same five as they brought to camp last year. Josh Reed on the Western Hotline. By the way, Poo Paul, Chris Paul Jr. Not related to Chris Paul, the basketball player, though, in case anybody was wondering. And since you brought up the position, I'll ask you, and since you guys also talk a lot and carry and are the official station for UB football, what about Sean Dolak? What do you think his chances are of getting drafted, and would he be a fit for what you're talking about here in Buffalo?
You know, I had a chance to chat with him most recent at the Call to Courage event, Frank Reich's event. Mm-hmm. So he was actually honored, and it was the first time, I believe it was the first time ever. I know they don't do it usually, but I think it was the first time they've ever honored a college player at it. And it was Sean, and it was really cool to see. You know, they got to stand up and wave, and, you know, they ran down all of his accolades, and that took 5 minutes in itself, and they had a little highlight reel of him up, and it was cool to look around the room, because it just so happened that Joe Brady's table was right in front. So I was up front, you know, because I was part of this panel that spoke, and so I was up front, kind of raised up on the stage, and it was interesting to see Joe Brady with him and a table with a couple of Bill's assistant coaches were sitting right in front of me. And it was interesting to see Joe Brady watch Sean Dolak's highlights, because there were a couple of times where you could see him kind of nod and go, "Whoa, wow, that was pretty good." You know, I thought that was pretty, it was pretty fun to kind of watch that take place. But I didn't get a chance to talk to Sean after the award ceremony and everything was over. The banquet was over, and I asked him, I said, you know, you're in a position right now where, you know, you're going to be a day three pick, you know, more than likely. I said, you know, but you hear a lot of times guys say, you know, you're better off not getting drafted. Then you could be an undrafted free agent, kind of pick where you want to go. I said, what are your thoughts on that? What, you know, and I thought his answer was very truthful, because he said, look, I believe in that. I believe that it is kind of get a chance to go to a place where maybe you think you have a better chance of making the roster. And he goes, but at the same time, you get drafted, they have stock in you at that point. They have something invested in you, you know? And he goes, so that, and, you know, hearing your name called, I was like, hey, good on you, man. Like, that's so truthful. I mean, right. And your name called, like, I understand the whole long-term part of it. And, you know, if you sign as an undrafted free agent, you may get to pick a better spot. But, yep. I mean, you get to hear your name called on draft day. I don't care what round it is. I don't care what pick it is. That'd be so cool for him.
Josh, you also get a 4-year guaranteed rookie contract.
Yes, that's a good, yeah, that's a great point. He didn't mention that, but I'm sure that was in the back of his head.
Right. Now, look, after 3 years, you know, it's different. If you're undrafted, then teams have to match and you become a restricted free agent. You could make more money eventually, but it's a 4-year guaranteed rookie contract if you get drafted in the NFL. And look, I mean, most careers last less than 4 years. So you're making kind of generational wealth, and you know that, and you're kind of set up for a long time. Before I let you go, I'm not going to talk about Yankees Guardians. That's down the road. They're both on a collision course here again, having some nice seasons. But man, your Cavaliers, we talked a while back when they were off to their hot start, and they just kept it rolling, buddy. Now they're the number one seed in the East. They're taking on the winner of the play-in game, which is now going to be Heat against Hawks, 10 against 8. How do you handicap their chances in a really, really good East, including obviously a terrific Celtics team?
Yeah, I think it's just going to come down to, do they have enough to get past the Celtics? I mean, they make the trade, you know, at the trade deadline, and they pick up the wing that they felt like they needed. They made the trade with the Atlanta Hawks and bring in Hunter, and it's like, okay, they feel like this is the guy that defensively gives them the chess piece that they need to match up with Tatum and, you know, all the athletes that the Celtics have. That's really the kind of stumbling block, if you will. I think that's the team that it all comes down to beating them. And look, you know, Donovan Mitchell has been streaky in the playoffs. Darius Garland was terrible last year in the postseason. Terrible. This year he has been so good. And Donovan Mitchell even admitted that, you know, he got a new contract this offseason. Remember, everybody's like, oh, what's he going to do? He's definitely going to leave Cleveland, probably go to the Knicks. And he signs long-term with the Cavs. And he even mentioned it in a couple of his press conferences and things that I watched. Was it took a lot off of him. He said he's more relaxed now. He's just playing freer. They're more fun as a team. That cloud's not kind of hanging over them as a team. And you could, they're a fun team to watch. And it's not just because it's my favorite team.
Oh,
they're fun. They play.
They're very
right
fun
way.
To watch.
They have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fun to watch. They're talented. It's been a really nice, you know, season for them. And years ago, I would say, no way, I can't have Cleveland win. No championships. It's Buffalo against Cleveland. These two Rust Belt cities, they've never won. And then I rooted for LeBron because it was just a great story. Now that they've won, I'm all about it. I'd love to see the Cavs take this thing home again. And for me, it's also, I don't like the Celtics. I don't like the Knicks, so it would fit. All right, today I'm going to see you. We're going to do this mock draft for BK. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, real quick, hey.
Yeah.
You won't have to worry about the Browns beating the Bills to the Super Bowl. I promise you that.
Okay, well.
You won't have to worry about that.
All right, good. That's safe to say right now. But I will be picking for the Browns at number two today in the mock draft for BKL. Tell everybody about what's coming up here today and the next little while on Buffalo Kickoff Live on Channel 4.
Yeah, so we've got the Buffalo Kickoff Live draft mock draft show. That is going to air at 8 o'clock on WIVB+. All right, so this is kind of a new that we started in the last month or so, WIVB+. If you have a smart TV and you have Roku and Apple and all these different things, all you got to do is search on there, WIVB and the little plus symbol, and it'll pop up. And you just click on it and download it. It's not unlike anything that like you do for Hulu or anything like that. You just download or Disney Plus, download it, and it comes on. And then you'll see like all of our newscasts are on there. It's a whole new thing. It's a whole new way of life now. So you could just, everything's kind of on demand, and then you'll be able to watch our mock draft show. We go, you know, all the way down through the first round. We alternate picks. You know, Tim Graham's a part of it. Myself, you're on it. Our sports producer, Mike Courtney's a part of it. So yeah, it's going to be a good time. Carl Jones is a part of it as well. You know, we alternate down through the first round, make our picks. And then we have a draft preview show. That's coming up on Wednesday. That is actually 7 to 7:30. That's going to be on Channel 4. So that's on our station. And then we have a draft recap show. That's going to be Sunday after the dust settles. And we can sit there and look at what they did, what they didn't do, what fans are thinking, you know, and we're going to do all that. That's going to also be 7 to 7:30. That's going to air on Channel 4 as well.
Awesome, buddy. Looking forward to it. I'll see you today. Thanks for giving your time today. I really appreciate it. And looking forward to seeing you today and, of course, over the next several weeks with the NFL draft and its coverage. Thanks again, man.
Absolutely, bro. Take care. I'll see you later on today.
All right, you got it. Josh Reed right there, Channel 4, IVB-TV Sports Director. We got that mock draft coming up for BKL. Should be fun today. Yeah, I got the Browns at number two. No spoiling. I'm taking Travis Hunter. Generational talent. I'll get into more of that when we talk about it on TV. But we got a lot more to do on radio today. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back after this. More on the draft. Plus, I want to, you know what? All right, I got a few things I got a lot on my mind right now. So we'll just take a timeout. We'll come back, and I'll tell you what it all is after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Line to right field, on the run is Bellinger. He dives and makes the play, and the Yankees win 4-3 on a sparkler by Cody Bellinger, and the Yankees sweep the Royals.
Just going to play that on a loop for my friend Nate Geary. He's a big Royals fan. Yanks. I know.
Heck with the Yankees. I hate them, Sal. What are you talking about the Yankees for?
There's a lot of love or a lot of hate out there. I get it, right? I'm a Yankee fan. Happy to say. And last night, though, they had a sweeping series win, game-winning to sweep. They won, and they swept the Royals last night over a three-game series, and they needed that because they'd entered the game. They'd lost a series of the Giants, and they really needed it, and Judge hits a home run in the eighth. He went 10 games without a home run. He still got 7 already in the year, I think. So just shows you how good of a hot start he's been on. And I like this Yankees team. I do. They're going to have to grind some victories, though, like they have. They're just going to blow teams away early in the season. They get on that huge home run streak, and they can hit. But, man, when the power shortage is happening, you know, they have to figure out how to score some runs. But that's every team in a lot of ways. And obviously they're pitching, right? Just no Louis Heel right now for a little while. We know no Gerrit Cole all season. But Bellinger, boy, he has been really nice to have in the field. And then Paul Goldschmidt has been awesome at the plate for the Yanks. Paul Goldschmidt, what is up with this dude? He is, what is Paul Goldschmidt? How, let me just see his age. Is he 30? I want to get his right age here. I thought he was 34. He might be older than that. 37. 37 years old. He's off to a great start for the Yankees. And he's really helped stabilize their lineup a little bit here. He's hitting, 348 so far through this season. Now, Bellinger isn't hitting like that, but what he does is he can play anywhere in the field. And what the Yankees have done here, and this is really great, and I think why Judge is in for maybe another MVP season, the way he started off. He had another great night last night, Judge. But Judge now doesn't have to play center field as much because they have Trent Grisham, who's a good center fielder, and they have Bellinger, who can play right field. He can do a lot of different things. Judge normally plays right field, but they have options out there in right field, and Judge, A, doesn't have to play every night in the field. He does a lot still, mostly, but when he does, he's not playing center field, and that's less wear and tear on his body. So I just like the way this team is kind of made up about the parts. So that's been nice to see for the Yankees. Nice win last night for the Yankees, though. And I was looking over the MLB standings, and one of the things I do now,
And I would do this occasionally, like over the years, but I do it a lot more now this year. I see where the Mets are because of Juan Soto. And I'm like, okay, how many, what is Soto doing? And Soto leaving the Yankees and going to the Mets obviously was a bit of a gut punch. I like how the Yankees responded, what they did. Like I said, this, I think they've done a nice job of putting together a little bit of a, maybe a better team, actually, even though they don't have the high-end talent with Soto. But I am looking at Soto and look at the Mets, right? They have the exact same record. Yankees and Mets have the exact same record. Now, it's only been 18 games, each of them. They're both 11-7 after 18 games. Now, here are the Blue Jays, 11-8, right behind the Yankees. Yanks now in Tampa tonight and for the next four games. And the Yankees are playing Tampa at the Yankees spring training site, Steinbrenner Field, because the Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg was damaged by the hurricane last year. It was damaged so severely they cannot play baseball there this year. So the Rays are actually playing their home games this year at Steinbrenner Field, where the Yankees have spring training. So the Yankees are going down there for an away game, an away series, but it's their home. And it kind of sucks for Tampa, right? I mean, like, I know, I'm a Yankee fan. Oh, this is great because it gives them a little bit more of a competitive advantage that they might have otherwise not had. I guess, maybe. Who knows? You know, there's a lot of Yankee fans anyway go to St. Pete, but it just kind of sucks for the Rays, you know, for that to have to happen, to play the Yankees like that. But that's what's happening now. And I've been looking at the standings. It's interesting. Yankees are tied right now with the Texas Rangers for the best record in the American League. If you go to the National League, I'd probably say to you, hey, who has the best record in the National League? Your first instinct might be, oh, it's the Dodgers. They had this incredible 8-0 start. They were great. They've actually gone, like, 8-6 since then. They're 14-6 overall. And here's what's crazy. Evan, do you follow baseball a lot? I don't even know. What team do you root for?
Oh, I'm a Yankee fan.
You are. Okay.
I don't follow baseball as much as you do.
Okay, no, but that's okay. Do you know if I told you this, how crazy is this? The NL West has three teams playing over 700 baseball. The Padres are 15-4. The Giants are 13-5. The Dodgers are 14-6. It's amazing.
I know. That wouldn't surprise me at all because I honestly think that the NL West has the best teams is probably the hardest division, and you just laid out the three big teams, the Dodgers.
It's crazy.
The Giants.
I mean, the Diamondbacks are really good. They're 11-7. They're 6-11 baseball, the percentage-wise. It's amazing.
They won the World Series a couple years ago.
That's right. That's right. And Torrey Lovullo has a Buffalo connection. Married somebody from Buffalo. Used to be in the Bison's organization. So, man, the Padres, the Giants, the Dodgers, and the Diamondbacks. Man, that is a murderer's row of a division right there. And then you have the Rockies at 3-15. Joe has a Rockies bet. What is it? The Rockies won't win more than 60 games?
58 games, somewhere 58? Around there.
He's on track. They're 3-15 right now. 3-15. What are the Braves doing? 5-13. If you haven't looked at baseball standings, now these can flip. Baseball is so crazy, 162 games. They've only played less than 20. But just go look at some of the standings, and early on you're always like, the Braves, all that talent. They're 5-13 right now. So anyway, getting into baseball a little bit, love watching. I whenever the Yankees are on, they're on somewhere in my house. Like last night, I didn't watch the whole game, but I watched a lot of it because I just make sure that I check in on it. We were watching some other things last night, and I've been watching some. Actually, I've been watching the OJ documentary on Netflix, which is a discussion for another day, maybe, but that is an amazing documentary, American Manhunt, if you haven't seen it. But I was checking in on the Yankees, then I saw, you know, the end of the game and all that. But I just, it's that time of year where it's on and I'll find my way to it because I like watching it. And I know it's not boring for me. It's something that kind of helps pass the time a little bit. Let's go to Jeff in Cheektowaga, who's chimed in here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Sal. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I can't help but think I've been listening to the show. This is like year five where we're trying to constantly find someone to make Ed Oliver better. But to me, he's the problem. He's either undersized or underperforming, and it seems to be year after year we're trying to find somebody to play next to him to make him better. And it's like they've had 5 years to upgrade that position. So I don't know. I think being... has let us down in that regard.
It's a good point. No, it's a good point. I think you need more from Ed. There's no doubt. I agree with you. And at times, Jeff, he can be dominant, and he has been at times. I think the thing with Ed has been the consistency or the inconsistency, right, more than anything, because at times he can be a dominant player. He is definitely better with a player paired next to him. And I have no problem with that, but I still need him to be better when he doesn't necessarily have that player. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. It seems to dominate their strategy in the offseason every year, trying to find somebody, and it affects the draft. It has like a trickle-down effect. It's like, upgrade Ed Oliver. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I get it. Let me look at thanks, Jeff, for the phone call. If you're looking at his contract for Ed Oliver, you know, he signed an extension a couple of years ago. He's under contract through 2027. So he's got 3 more years left. I mean, they're not moving on from Ed Oliver. If they were to do that, like, now, after June 1st even, you're still taking on $10.3 million in dead cap. Now, next year, you designated a post-June 1 cut, like you do that in April next year, say he's post-June 1, you're still taking on $9 million dead, but you're saving $14.9 million. But you would have to take $9.2 million in dead cap for 2 straight years. I still don't think that's something they want to do. And a pre-June 1 cut would be a massive cap hit next year. So you're having it. Ed Oliver's on this team for a couple more years. And I don't disagree with what you said, Jeff. I do agree with that in principle, which is, instead of saying all the time, we got to find somebody to help Ed, how about Ed just plays better, right? Because we've seen the flashes. He can be dominant at times. It just wasn't there enough last year. It reminds me of this same conversation with Owen Power. What did Paul say when he came on at 10:30 this morning? They've been searching to find a good defensive pair for Owen Power. Well, I need Owen Power to be better. I need him to be the anchor. Okay, I'll even say it this way. And it's not that it's hard to figure out what we're saying, but great example is Mike North on the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, who talks about the schedule. He used to say, and he said that it used to be where the Bills would get a couple primetime games a year as kind of the second team to whatever team was the anchor to draw eyes. Now the Bills are the anchor. Like, it shifted. The Bills used to be, let's find a team to put the Bills with that, you know, we can put them with because the Bills aren't going to draw a lot of eyeballs. Oh, there's the Patriots primetime. Do it there. The Cowboys, right? Now it doesn't matter. The Bills are that team. We can put anybody with them. I need that to be Owen Power. I need that to be Ed Oliver. Good call, Jeff. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up your Thursday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Still have a question out there on Twitter that I can get to some answers that you chimed in on at Sal Sports. The question I asked to start the show was, is there a player in the draft that you've warmed up on and or cooled off on as this process has gone on? The draft is 1 week from tonight. Tonight, it's the Sabres, their final home game, their final game of the 2024-25 season, another season of missed playoffs. They play the Philadelphia Flyers tonight, pregame at 6, puck drops at 7. We got that going on tonight. We got Sabres Live coming up at noon today. But in the meantime, one final segment here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show when we come back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf card. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole, and Golf Course Bobolink and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf. And score deals at Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit Road in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at getmyperks.com. Just about a minute to wrap up here. The NBA play-in tournament is so cool. It really is, right? I love it. It's just still confusing, kind of. For me, it still is. I mean, maybe for you out there, I don't know. I still have to refresh my memory every year. They've been doing it for a few years now. I have to refresh my memory every year now on how it actually works. Okay, wait. 9 plays 10. The loser is out. The winner goes to play the loser of 7-8. 7-8 winner is in. The loser goes to play the winner of 9-10. It's not as direct, like, win and in. There's 3 games in the play-in tournament. And it's exciting as heck. It really is to know. But, I mean, you also get teams that are well under 500 with a 10 seed that can get in the playoffs. And that's okay, I guess. It does give you incentive at the end of the year to not just lose and get draft picks. And I like that part of it. So I'm not complaining about it at all. I wish there was a better way for me to remember it or a better way to streamline it or explain it. It just seems like every year it happens. And I'm like, wait a minute. I have to remember again how this NBA play-in tournament works. But they finally have the first couple of games are down in the NBA play-in tournament, and now we have what? The Mavericks as the 10 seed are playing the Grizzlies, the 8 seed. And both sides, West and East, it's 10 against 8. Mavs against Grizzlies, they'll play off one game. Winner takes on the Thunder, loser out. Heat against Hawks, winner takes on the Cavs, loser's out. So, anyway, that's the NBA play-in tournament. No play-in for the Sabres. They're out of the playoffs. Sabres Live will have more on their end-of-season final game tonight against the Philadelphia Flyers. They're up next. Don't forget, tonight, today, Show Up in the Bulldog, our draft show coming your way. I'll be a part of it. I'm joining the guys at 4 p.m., but it's all Shope and Bulldog show long. The NFL mock draft show tonight. The draft show coming your way at 3 o'clock here on WGR. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.